And now we will move to Division of Parks and Recreation. First item 16, City of Fort Pierre Waterfront Lease Amendment. And will Sean be joining us virtually, I'm
yeah,
guessing?
There he is. Good afternoon. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can, and we can see you.
All right, well. Okay, so I've got a couple items for you today on the agenda for parks. We only have one action item, item number 16. If you refer to your books, we've provided you with a document and a couple of, and a map and a picture, just for some reference as far as what we're proposing here today. There's a two-page amendment for the lease to the City of Fort Pierre. Just for a little bit of history, this is property that was originally Corps of Engineers owned, that was transferred to the department via Title VI legislation back in 2001. This property has always been within the city limits of Fort Pierre and leased to Fort Pierre, regardless of ownership. And when we inherited the property, we essentially inherited it, the lease to the city. When that original lease expired, we entered into a lease back in 2003 for a term of 25 years. So that current lease is actually set to expire here in a few years in August of 2028. I'll refer you to the map right now, just so that we can understand what the land base is and what we have going on that's pertinent to this lease amendment. So essentially what you're looking at in that map is the Missouri River that essentially separates the city of Pierre and the city of Fort Pierre. Over on the west bank, everything highlighted in orange there is the extent of the property that is leased to the city of Pierre. Again, Game Fish and Parks owns it, but given its given what the land base is, it's a very narrow strip of land that essentially runs along the shoreline. It's essentially incorporated into Fort Pierre's municipal management. And this isn't a unique situation. We have several of these throughout the state. But why we're here today is there's a paved recreational trail that extends north and south through that area. And I've pointed out a marina that was constructed here within the last 4 years. And when they opened up that marina basin to the river, they essentially interrupted that recreational trail. So what the city had done with our approval is they built the pedestrian bridge that you can see there in the picture on the left-hand side of your screen. And since they built that, they've been seeking some retroactive funding through some grant opportunities. And essentially what that grant requires is that the city of Fort Pierre be named in writing as the land manager to ensure that they have the management rights for at least the useful life of that bridge. And so they've come to us asking to extend that lease to secure those funds, and we are agreeable to that. This is property that has always been leased to the city of Fort Pierre. So we're proposing to extend that lease for another 20 years for a total of 45 years then that we would lease that property to the city of Fort Pierre with a new expiration date of 2048. This is a lease that, had it come up for expiration in a few years, we probably would have either proposed extension or writing a new lease term with them, regardless. So it makes sense from our end to extend this lease. The city's a good partner, and we want to make sure that, they retain those management rights and they have the ability to fund that bridge. That is an important aspect of that piece of property. So with that, what we are asking of you today is to approve that two-page amendment that's in your book, as well as authorize Director Van Meteren to sign on behalf of the department. And with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Thank you, Sean. Questions?
Commissioner Beast here. What is the benefit to Game and Fish owning that strip of property other than it was given to us by the Corps?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beast, the Title VI legislation, beyond just these municipals, essentially provided us with all of our parks and wildlife areas up and down the river across the state. So you know, while this piece seems insignificant, this was more of a this was a big undertaking as far as that legislation, and you know, these parcels that are included in these municipal boundaries, because of the way the Title VI legislation was written, the Corps essentially deeded over all of the properties under Title VI, which in certain areas transferred with all of our parks and wildlife areas. So not to say that there's essentially or necessarily a direct benefit to game, fish, and parks, but it was just part of the package when we received that. And, you know, again, we have multiple areas like this up and down the river, all the way from the town of Pollock, stretching all the way down to the city of Springfield. And these are public park lands, and they're held for public recreation. So that's why they fit within that definition of the legislation.
So within that legislation, there's no way to transfer ownership over to the municipality. So, I mean, we really don't get anything out of it. So why not give it to the management of them for their parks?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beast, that's a great question. And in fact, the way the legislation was written is that we as the department are required to hold title to this property in perpetuity to be used for park and recreation purposes. So, you know, just by way of acceptance and the way the legislation was written, we are required to be the fee title or deed holder to this property.
Yes, please.
Chair, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for Division of Parks and Recreation. I think Sean covered pretty well. The legislation was pretty specific about that property was transferred by a Title VI is to be dedicated for public recreation in perpetuity. And we have several of these leases throughout the state. You mentioned Pier, Fort Pier. I believe we have some in Springfield, Mobridge, Chamberlain, Oklahoma, and so forth. So fortunately, we have recreational leases on every one of these properties where the city that can manage that property as part of their city park and recreation systems in those towns. So as of right now, we do not have any of these properties that are within city limits that the Game, Fish, and Parks manages. We have those, all the properties are covered by these leases with the cities.
Any follow-up questions, Commissioner?
No, I was just wondering if it's stated in there where we couldn't transfer. I know we're the deed holder for public use of parks, but is there anything in there stating we couldn't transfer it to these municipalities so they could maybe do the improvements they wanted for a park or for their recreation area that we're not providing on those pieces of property, that they might have some ideas? Well, Fort Pier might have that. Well, that would work good for us if we could develop that in more of a park area than it is now without us having to have an ownership or putting any money into it, where the municipalities could do it on their own if we could transfer those leases to them as ownership, is what I was thinking. I mean, just throwing the question out there. If there's anything that prevents us from doing that.
The Chair, yes. Unfortunately, the legislation was pretty specific about our ability or non-ability to transfer those properties in empty title. But with these properties, the cities do a great job of managing it. They fit very much more into their programs and their recreational programs than they fit probably within ours. So we do cooperate with them on occasion. For example, in Pier, there's some boat ramps and things that we've cooperated with them on, things and stuff like that when it relates more to our mission. But for the other parts where there's trails and picnic shelters and things like that, the cities do a really great job of managing those properties.
Additional questions, comments from the commission?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
Legal counsel, again, we're extending the present lease for another 25 years. That's what we're understanding.
Yes.
Legal counsel, we're okay with the way this is established.
Yes, Commissioner, I have consulted with department staff and done research, and I am comfortable with that.
Thank you.
Additional questions, comments?
Sure.
Commissioner Bartlett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a grammatical thing on the in the very first paragraph that mentions city of Pier. Should that be the city of Fort Pier, or is there somehow the city of Pier into this agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Bartling, I see exactly where you're looking, and I will make that insertion. Yeah, we did miss that on there. It should say Fort Pier, not City of Pier, at the very top.
Thank you. Very good. We do need to move forward with a motion on this item. Moved by Commissioner Bartling. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of approving the amended lease agreement signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Very good. Thank you, Sean. Let's